opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Let's tee up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun.
Hey, First Class Halt Automotive, they service Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, Halt. Get it? That's what it stands for. H-A-L-T. Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they work on. It's all they do, and they do a great job of it. FirstClassHalt.com in Greenville or in Anderson. Right now, if you've never been before, they have a brand new client special for just $59.95. They give you oil change, a battery test, tire rotation, 32-point vehicle inspection, top it off with some washer fluid. It's a great deal. They only use top-of-the-line motor oil, the Mobil 1 stuff, and they do a great job with that. You can trust the friends at First Class Halt in Greenville, open Monday through Friday. Both these places, by the way, 7:30 to 6. They have great waiting areas. We told you that upper management here had to go in and said treated like a queen. His wife was treated like a queen, so the great stuff there. Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212, or in Anderson, 260-9600. First Class Halt says it all. It's First Class Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. Finishing up that thought, starting out hour number two. It depends on if the guy stay around or not. Chad's prefaced it by saying, is he the perfect backup? If Justin Fields hangs around Georgia, he's the perfect backup, right? Number one player in the country, number two player in the country, actually.
Sure.
And hangs around for 4 years and or 3 years and takes over starting role. That's the best. That's the ultimate. That's the best. But the fact is he's not. So I think you have to judge those in hindsight. If Chase Bryce hangs around Clemson and doesn't transfer out, great backup. He's very good, by the way, too. Very good football player. If he doesn't, then no. But maybe Chase Bryce is better than Justin Fields as far as a backup. Even if Fields would have hung around, here's why. Because the staff doesn't have to hear about it.
Got the attitude.
Well, not just that, but, and it takes a special attitude to do this, but not just that, but the staff doesn't everywhere they go. You go to the grocery store, you go out to dinner, you have your call-in show. Hey, what about Justin Fields? What about Justin Fields? There are people at Georgia still think today that Justin Fields should have played more, maybe even started over Jake Fromm. There's no one at Clemson that feels like that Chase Bryce should be starting over Trevor Lawrence, right? So maybe, if he does hang around, maybe that's the ultimate deal. Have an unbelievable guy at second team, but not so good that you have to feel the phone calls every single day, have to hear about it, have the big controversy every single day. Right?
This is why Trevor didn't work as a backup.
Right, because he was better than the starter.
Yep.
William is in the Peach State of Georgia, been hanging on forever. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Perfect. Couldn't be better. Blessed.
Totally agree with you about Justin Fields. He just caused too much drama with our football team.
Yeah.
But talking about Chase Bryce or whatever his name is, you know, what's that going to do for him, dude, to sit on the bench for 3 years?
Well, it depends on what
he may want to be an NFL quarterback one day. You never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of NFL quarterbacks, my point that I wanted to bring up this morning, I want to get your opinion on it. I heard everybody yesterday talking about quarterbacks, pro-style quarterbacks, talking about Tagovailoa and Trevor Lawrence, and I agree with all that. But not once in the conversation did I hear Drake Fromm's name mentioned. Is he not a pro-style quarterback? Is he not have the tools to be a pro quarterback? I mean, what's going on here? I'm just asking your opinion.
Well, he's got to know a whole nother year and maybe even 2 years.
Well, I understand that, but, I mean, Trevor Lawrence has got four more years, and they already putting him first-round draft pick, you know, first pick overall and all that.
We had a mock draft that we mentioned on the air. I don't do many mock drafts because CBS Sports has a mock draft every day, and it's different every single day. And CBS spends more time on the draft than they do anything. But we had a mock draft not too long ago that had Jake Fromm in 2020. Jake Fromm as the number, like, two overall player in the draft. So he'll be drafted.
Well, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, he'll be drafted.
I haven't seen any of that. I'm sorry. But, you know, I mean, you talking about cutting bait this morning. I want to bring up something funny. You guys are going to get a kick out of this. If I didn't care for your show and if I didn't think y'all did a good job, I'd have cut bait a long time ago because you know who I like. I don't like – I think the world of Dabo Swinney now. He's a stand-up guy. But I'm being a Georgia fan. I can't pull for them Orange. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. I've tried to do it, and it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But anyway, y'all have a good day, brother, and I appreciate you getting me in there.
Glad to have you, William. Appreciate the phone call. Fromm is a – I think will play in the NFL. I'm not sure if he's a longtime NFL starter. You know, look, the NFL is not sure of that yet, but CBS Sports is very sure. Have you noticed that?
CBS Sports?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a daily – put it this way. Let me look. And it's just the first round, and it's crazy. It changes every single day. Let me see if they have one. Yep. A new one today. Every single day. They've hit on it because apparently the mock draft, NFL mock draft, is a big deal. But every single day, it's a different mock draft on the front page of CBS Sports. And I'm just telling you, I told you this before. Now the NFL, after the Senior Bowl, now the NFL is starting to think about their drafts. I mean, they think about it 365 days a year. But now the GM and the head coach and the assistant coaches are getting with the scouting directors and getting with the capologists and about the free agents and who they're going to sign and what that needs. And it's not just a matter of, because you don't know. You can sit here and say all along, well, I know the Ravens are going to take a safety. Well, you don't know. They might be trying to get a free agent, free safety in there. And so they might be going somewhere else. So the whole mock draft thing's crazy. Anybody who puts any kind of stock in a daily mock draft and changes it every single day, you got way too much time on your hands. And you take away from your credibility. Especially when you talk about the 2020 mock draft, that's 14 months away, 15 months away. But Jake Fromm will be mentioned in that. Zeke is up next, 654 Roar. Hey, Zeke, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's up, Mickey?
Not much. Doing okay?
Hey, what? I got to work today, man. This weather make a man want to call in sick and bring the sticks out.
It sounds like you got a little sore throat, and I would not want to spread that throughout your office today. I don't think that's very, very nice of you to do that.
Golly, I'm feeling a little ill this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I wanted to, but that weather's coming. Not much longer. I start seeing my commercials about Augusta. I just start getting a little excited already.
No doubt.
A couple comments on your last couple callers. One, Mickey, a couple questions. One, Has Jake Fromm beaten Tua?
No.
Has he beaten Alabama?
No.
Okay. How about Mr. Lawrence at Clemson? Has he beat Alabama?
Yes.
Has he beat Tua?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's not talk about Jake Fromm. So Jake Fromm can win a big game, okay, because that's what winners do. And to play in that league, you got to be a winner. He may have all the skills that he wants, but you want to know what? You got to be able to win the big games and win a championship. And you know what? So far, he's proven not to be able to do that. So his name don't get mentioned with Mr. Lawrence and Mr. Tua because they're both wearing rings, and he's not. So that's my comment on Jake Fromm.
Ouch.
Well, hey, Mickey, let's be honest. That's what it's all about. Zach can tell you, it's about rings. They're playing for championships.
Yeah.
And, you know, those guys have rings. To the victor goes the spoils. The other caller caught in a little bit of arrogance, in my opinion. Clemson has no rivalries. Well, Mickey, I'm going to disagree. Mickey, do you love beating South Carolina?
I love beating South Carolina, yes.
Do you love beating South Carolina more than you love beating Mississippi State?
Yes.
Okay. If you beat them 100 times in a row, would you still love beating them?
Yes.
Okay.
Only 95 more to go.
I'm like you, Mickey.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm like you, Mickey. I don't care what the rivalry series is. Teams will always have rivals. Always. And you know what? That's not going to change because you dominate the series because we all know this. Eventually, it can turn. And if it doesn't turn, they're still your rivals. A rival's about somebody, team you don't like. We play NC State tonight, Mickey. Roy Williams said last night, and I love it. He said, I hate NC State. Sorry, I love that. He's 26-3 against them. That's in basketball, 26-3. He loves to beat that team. You know why? Because he sees them as a rival. And so I'm just going to disagree with that guy. I don't know how you and Zach feel about that, but I don't care. Clemson has rivals. South Carolina is a big rival of theirs, and they love beating them, and vice versa, and Alabama, Auburn, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we've beaten freaking NC State 26 out of 29 times. Make it guess what? We win tonight, I love it. I love beating them in every sport. Same thing with Duke. So I don't know how you guys feel, but to get to a level of we don't have rivals anymore, man, that's bull crap. To me, Mickey, you're always going to have rivals. There will always be a rivalry. Record may be lopsided, but who cares? I like lopsided rivalries. I still like beating certain teams more than others, and I'm just going to hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Mickey.
Appreciate the phone call, Zeke. One word for you, Mr. 24. Tiddlywinks. Line them up and let's play Tiddlywinks.
Yeah.
And I still want to beat them. Tiddlywinks, I tell you. Love beating them just because they're...
It's a geographical rival.
Well, it's historical. No, it's historical rival.
Competitive rival.
Right. Historical. So who knows? Tiddlywinks. You can't look... Because you beat somebody five times in football, you can't say they're not rivals anymore.
Because you beat them five times in a row, because you dominate the overall series, because you've won national championships and multiple conference championships and division titles, because you are far and away the best program in the state, you can consider them not a rival.
But somebody has to be the best in the state. Well, Alabama dominates Auburn. Is it a rivalry?
Is it a rivalry? Yeah, it's a geographical rival. No doubt about it.
I mean, that's what makes rivalry sometimes, geography.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, in that sense, it's a rival.
Right. It's not going away because of some recent success. There's nothing better for the Carolina-Clemson rivalry than for South Carolina to beat Clemson in football because now it becomes a rivalry again. Sometimes Clemson fans get a little complacent, gets loyal to you, then you go through that five-year thing. Boy, now all of a sudden that's a big rivalry again. You know, if you beat them 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in a row, then you kind of, you know, get a little complacent with all that. I'm going to save my next take for the next segment, and you're not going to like it, but I've been thinking this for the longest time, and I've held my breath long enough. There is a phrase in sports that we use that after today, I want to implore people, we're not using it anymore.
Why am I not going to like it? Do I use it?
Yeah.
Do I use it a lot?
No, but what you use it? Just hold off.
Have I used it today?
No. No. Put it this way. If you promise that we can ban it from the show.
I don't even know what it is.
I'll tell you in a minute. If you promise you can ban it from the show, then we will not do a daily AAF Alliance American Football.
I have to know what it is first.
I'll tell you after the break. I wanted to spend a second before we get to that break on a friend of ours that's going to be laid to rest. Larry Bauer passed away, a professor at Clemson, former professor at Clemson, really, really good guy. And I mentioned it here because he was a golfer, liked to play a little golf in there, but I really mentioned it because baseball season is right around the corner. And it seemed like every year I'd see Dr. Bauer and see him get excited about spring training. And I see him talk about his St. Louis Cardinals. And this will be the first time in a long, long, long time that he won't be paying attention to St. Louis Cardinals. But he will, but he'll be doing it from looking down on them. So our thoughts and prayers to his family and condolences to his family. One of the really, really, truly great men. I was sad to hear the news over the weekend. And I hope his family finds peace and some grace in front of him. But thoughts and prayers to those folks. We'll miss him. And you know what? I hope the Cardinals do really, really well this year. He was, like I said, a massive fan, so kind of pull for those Cardinals a little bit. All right. Let me tell you about a little bit back to 30. I was supposed to have an appointment yesterday. I had to cancel just because I don't want to be, you know, away. It's about a 50-minute drive maybe from my house. So I didn't mind driving it before. But, you know, now with Mayor, you kind of got to be careful with the baby and all that kind of stuff. So after the baby's over, we'll set an appointment up and go back over to see them again. You know, the thing about Back to 30 is that they're going to consult with you. And what you might originally have in mind or what you might think you might need or somebody, you know, we try to do this all the time, Zach. Hey, my friend got this done, and I want to do that. Well, you know what? Maybe your issues are something else. Maybe your skin issues, or maybe your body issues, or maybe your face issues. Maybe you have something else that they might be better at. I do this all the time, like my automotive stuff. I'll take my car in and I'll say, hey, I think it's the defibrillator in there. And they go, no, you're not low on defibrillator fuel. It's not. Made it up, obviously, but I know it's not a defibrillator in the car. But what I'm saying is, whatever my first initial eye diagnosis, my self-diagnosis, it's always wrong.
Mm-hmm.
My point for saying this is, they're very talented staff, the award-winning staff, the staff that trains. They can look at your body, look at your issues, look at your face, look at your skin, whatever, and they might have something that you might say, you know, like I never even heard of an IPL photo rejuvenation, but I did it, and now my face looks really rejuvenated because the sunspots are gone. I love it. It's back to 30. To find out, it's a free consultation. Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, 4 locations in Greenville. 372-3003. 372-3003 is back to 30.com. When we come back, we're banning a sports term on the show.
We're maybe banning the sports term.
No,
on the
we're
show.
Banning one after a very short break. More after this.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece chicken dinner with a leg and thigh for $3.99.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Sign up is free, and members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And if your headlights need to be replaced, now's the time to do the job. New headlights help boost visibility, which means you'll be driving safer, even in the toughest conditions. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Head in the zone, AutoZone.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Bilo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's all right. Doing the best you can. Well, it's all right.
They got a big deal. Presidential Day or President's Day. It's actually not President's Day. It's President's Week next week over at Engineered Sleep. They have a really, really nice deal for you going on right now. Some huge savings going on right now. I want you to go by and see the folks. Now, this is Monday through Saturday next week, the 11th through the 18th, February 11th through February 18th. A huge savings. If you take advantage of this full week here to get the most popular mattresses they have, their adjustable beds and their pillows, it's time to get that new mattress. Mark this off, the Presidential Day, Presidential President's Day, President's Week's sale. Their showroom is at 627 Congaree Road over in Greenville. That's 627 Congaree Road over in Greenville. To find out more about the sale and more about their products, it's easy, it's simple. It's engineered. Sleep.com. I need your help on this, Zach. I don't ask you for this often. We don't ban things on the show very often. But after hearing it over and over and over again, a couple of our texters have got it now. We're not going to say the describe anybody as the GOAT
okay
anymore.
This
is, you're okay with this?
Yes.
I think it's, you know, we get it. Okay. You made a little, is it acronym? Is that what that GOAT is?
Yep. Yep.
I have a great acronym for you. I'll give that to you in a minute. But a GOAT is a, for folks that, I mean, everybody knows it, greatest of all time, whatever. Just say the best. Just say he's the greatest. Do the GOAT. And I got to get on Kwok and Kelly. I love them. I love their show. But they do a daily GOAT, and they sing GOAT in there all the time. It's a GOAT. We're not doing that on the show anymore. You agree with this? Adrian says, in Greer, I think I know what the word is. I totally agree if it's the word goat. I have a funny goat story to tell you in a minute. So you're on board with this.
Is it the same one you've told 400 times about jumping on the donkey's back?
The one that? Oh, no. Deadhead Tiger says goat. He agrees. I think he agrees. So I can get you on board with this. It's a little silly, right? Somebody put it out there. It's bread. It's got to eat. It's what else we do? We do all this all the time. Whatever the latest, somebody says it, and all of a sudden now we got it. Goat. You agree, right?
I mean, I hear you. I'm with you. Goat is an overused phrase.
It would be interesting if, like, some people knew what it was and some people didn't know what it was, and then we didn't use it. We didn't overuse it. When I first heard it, I was like, that's kind of stupid. But now I turn on, you can't turn on ESPN without having them a LeBron or Jordan GOAT conversation once a week. I'm like, what? Like, how many times can you do that bit? Stephen A. Smith.
What about?
And somebody else argues Jordan or LeBron. I mean, how many times can you talk about Jordan or LeBron?
We've transcended the sport now with Brady winning his sixth. Is he the GOAT over Jordan because he has the same amount of rings now? That's the conversation I saw yesterday.
You can't compare football to basketball. Well, can't compare a shooting guard to a quarterback. GOAT. So I don't have any pushback from you on banning GOAT.
No, it's good. Wildly overused.
How many times did you hear it about Tom Brady in the last couple of days?
A million. I mean, it's almost, you can't count them.
Uh-huh. True story. When Vic Koning was the defensive coordinator here, earlier in his career, he was he'd been at a couple different places. He's at Wyoming. He was a head coach at Wyoming. Then he was at Troy and then here and then going some other places. But he didn't like Dabo. And he talked about some of Dabo's guys that he signed as not being good players. This is true. And he called Dabo Goat Boy because, I mean, behind his back, but people on the staff, and he called him Goat Boy, said, you know, this guy, he signs a bunch of goats, like, meaning bad players. See, Koning thought, despite going 5-29 at Wyoming, and despite going 1-21 in the Mountain West Conference at Wyoming, that he should have gotten the interim job. He was jealous of Dabo getting the job. How did it turn out, by the way, that Dabo got the job at Clemson rather than Vic Koning? But Koning was very, very jealous of Dabo and Dabo's popularity and said he didn't evaluate very well. And so Koning always referred to Dabo behind his back as Goat Boy. It turns out that since then, and that was back in 2008. In 2008, we didn't refer to GOAT as greatest of all times. But is it ironic, Mr. Or 24, that now the guy that is, actually, he went to West Virginia to be the defensive coordinator now, the guy that has really not done anything in his career, including 5-29 as the head coach and 1-21 in the Mountain West Conference, ironic that he would call Dabo Swinney GOAT. I shudder to think what Clemson would have looked like had they actually named Vic Koning as the interim coach.
Shudder to think.
What that would have looked like. So the point is, we are goatless here from now on. If you want to say, here's another thing, Zach. Greatest doesn't take that long to say. You know? We do this in baseball all the time. If your last name is Rodriguez, you're either A-Rod, K-Rod, H-Rod, M-Rod, W-Rod, J-Rod, you know, J-Lo, M-Lo, K-Lo. Just say the name. It's not that much effort to begin with, right? I remember I was at a Yankees-Braves game, and Alex Rodriguez was at the plate. And I remember one time yelling out, "Come on, Alex." And a guy looked at me like, "Who? You forgot the guy's name is Alex because you were so caught up on A-Rod." Doesn't Alex and A-Rod take the same amount? Is it two syllables? Is it okay to do that? This is a true story, too. Years ago, Bobby Bowden on his coach's show, they had a quarterback named Thad Busby. And he called him Buzz. He goes, "Old Buzz. That's a pretty good throw here by old Buzz." And I swear to you, Zach, I swear to you, Bobby Bowden said, I was watching it one day, Bobby Bowden said, "Old Buzz with a throw." They said, "We got to get Buzz a second syllable in that name somehow." I was like, "Well, his name is Buzz B." But we worked so hard at coming up with stuff like, so if GOAT was short for he's the greatest of all time, there is no argument for it. Nobody can ever do it. Yeah, we can do that. But just say the greatest. He's the best. He's the greatest. GOAT. It'd be another thing, too, like if a goat was a very desirable animal, like everybody looked up to it. Like, man, he's the tiger. He's the dolphin. He's a beautiful animal, whatever. A goat's a nasty animal.
Easy. Okay.
Nasty animal.
As someone who raised goats in 4-H as a kid, easy.
You know what I'm saying. Let me ask you this then. Yeah. How do goats smell?
If you properly clean their area and their pen, you're fine.
How do goats look? Are they beautiful? Are they desirable? Are they taste
good?
They're
cute little fellas. They're cute little fellas.
Hey! Koala bears are cute.
We had Nigerian dwarf goats. Look them up. Look up Nigerian dwarf goats and tell me those aren't cute little guys.
Dwarf anything is cute. But the average goat.
Can we use the term goat once a month?
Nope. Total ban on the show.
How are you going to enforce this?
Hang up. Someone says it and cut your mic off whenever you.
So. I have the mic power over here.
Well, you're not going to do it out of spite, though. I know you do a lot of things out of spite, but with this one, you're going to hang in there. We're not going to do goat anymore. Just say the best, the greatest.
The greatest of all time.
That's okay. It's not. Did that hurt to say it? Did I just get to say it again?
The greatest of all time?
You gotta be
which
exhausted.
Which is what GOAT is. That's what the acronym stands for.
You just got to be exhausted to say all that.
Isn't it?
Well, here's the thing. We say FBI, right? Because Federal Bureau of Investigation. That takes a little time and it's kind of hard, right?
Oh, yeah. It's too long.
It's too long.
Yeah.
Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh, we can't do that. CIA.
Greatest of all time. GOAT. It's not bad.
All right. Greatest of all time or GOAT.
How about this one? I like this one. Ban GOAT, but use boat. Best of all time. He's the boat. Boats are nice. Boats are desirable.
No,
everybody wants a boat.
No.
Yeah, a goat's a nasty animal. A boat. He's a boat.
They say a boat is there for the best two best days of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. The day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Plus, if we talked about the boat, then we could say, you know, like a Canadian guy say, what are you talking about, a boat?
A boot. A boot.
I like it, man. I think we can ban it. So I don't care if we're right in the middle of the best conversation. If you use it on the air now, that's it. Andrew is at Clemson. Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Okay, so I agree with that one,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not even going to say that word.
Okay.
Here's the other phrase that gets used a lot that drives me nuts. At some point, they started talking about, and I don't know, it's probably with draft stuff or whatever, but they started talking about, this guy can really score the basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Score the basketball.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you think he's going to score? He's not, it's not a punk. I mean, you're talking about a basketball player. So that is completely redundant. No reason to even say it. So you put in extra syllables. And yet, when they talk about an injury, they're like, this guy, he's out with an arm. Or he's out with an ankle. And it's like, can't you just say the word injury after that?
Yeah. Oh, it's too much.
I mean, I don't get it. It's like, you add syllables for no reason and to be redundant, and then you cut syllables out.
I'm with you.
When it just, well, I mean, that one drives me more nuts than that animal referring to the greatest of all time.
Andrew, I appreciate the phone call. Brilliant stuff, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the other 21 players on the field, they have ankles. They have two ankles. Theirs don't have to be injured. Here's something we do, Zach Orr. Tell me if this bothers you. We shorten it, we want to shorten it, but we don't shorten it whenever we want to emphasize something. For instance, Ron Jaworski, we talk about the National Football League. This quarterback is a National Football League quarterback, and he's able to read National Football League defenses. As you can see here, he moves the National Football League safety with his National Football League eyes. What's wrong with NFL? Hey, we also do it in football about, you know, you can't fumble the football, we got to take care of the football. But just say ball. You're playing football. You're playing with the ball. You're not playing football with a basketball or baseball or softball, right?
I do like this one from Ben and Anderson. Can we stop calling the national championship the Natty? Like it's a nasty watered down beer.
My
I agree with that one.
My wife says that our next dog will be named Natty.
Nope, can't do that.
Well,
did you find one? Are you getting this golden doodle?
Not yet.
I'm telling you, man. A puppy and a baby as they grow up together. I mean,
my good friend and my neighbor, great guy, says that his wife's dream pet is a flock of dairy goats.
Oh, really? It's a herd, but not a flock.
Now, this is something for you, my friend Dan Texan.
I'm happy to help.
He goes, can we stop calling them the Giants? They're the they're the New York Football Giants.
No, they're just the Giants.
I agree with you.
They're the New York Giants.
I agree with you. We also do it with SEC, especially all the Columbia people. They're going to play this weekend like a big Southeastern Conference football team. They have a Southeastern Conference football line, and they're going to play like run the ball like a Southeastern Conference football team runs the football. What? Just SEC, man. That's okay. Or I like when they say SEC Conference, the Southeastern Conference. Because we always get that. I think we're on to it, man. Now, I can't say stop saying Natty, though.
Why?
Because
Natty.
I like
Natty. Like, it's not good. Natty. We won the national championship.
Let me see if we name our dog Natty. So let's
the national see championship.
How about if I have a really, really cute dog and we name it Natty?
No. I will hate that dog. I won't hate that dog. I love dogs.
Let me get Scott and Charlotte, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing real well, and I trust you guys are.
We are. Thank you so much.
You guys talking about the goat and all this kind of thing. I just wanted to share this, but years ago, it's been maybe 20, 25 years ago, I was working a job, and they had a guy they called Tree Ring. And, you know, after a while, I'm like, hey, why does everybody call this guy Tree Ring? Well, this guy, he... honest to goodness, he would only bathe about once a month. I mean, he just was a great guy, but that was just his thing, you know. But he would wear these old black and dark blue pocket T-shirts. And, Mickey, he would sweat. And under his arms, he would have five or six different lines where the sweat had reached different. And people say, yeah, you could see Wednesday was a rough day. And they said it's like tree rings. him caught a tree ring, and he loved it. He would, you know, he just embraced it.
Hold on. He knew why they were calling him tree ring. They didn't call it behind his back. He knew that's why they called him.
Mickey, he'd roll with it. I mean, he just had no problem with it. And it was just, but it just kind of, he was the most easygoing guy you ever met in your life. But the only, his hygiene was, you know, if we got assigned to do a job with him, man, we would think of every reason in the world not to get, find space with this guy.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. But, hey, I got one for you, Scott. I got one for you right quick.
All right.
Years ago, one of the best players in South Carolina golfing in the PGA section was Wayne Myers. Wayne's been on the radio for a long time. He was on here for a long time. Great guy. And Wayne, I didn't know who Wayne was, and I was in Hilton Head, and my buddy Wes Jones is playing with him at the South Carolina Open or whatever one year, and he goes, you know, I played with Pickfade yesterday. I was like, who? He said, Pickfade. And I was like, hold on, man. Who's Pickfade? And he said, Wayne Myers. I said, wait a minute. Why do they call him Pickfade? He goes, well, he's overweight, and he hits the ball from left to right. And I said, wait a minute. Does he know that people call him Pickfade? He goes, does he know? It's on his golf bag. Instead of Wayne Myers, it said Pickfade on his golf bag. So, yeah, he knew.
Oh, man, you got to love it. Got to love it.
Good stuff, man.
All right, enjoy the show.
Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. Yeah, he knew. It's on his golf bag. I need you to be pig draw, or I need you to be jersey draw or something up there. We got Jersey Jack already calling the show. John and Pendleton, hang on. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. Speaking of golf, Katechee, CATEECHEE.com. I almost want to make fun of Shannon Howell now, because Shannon Howell sends me this winter golf in December and January, $42.50, this great special going on. And I know that he's a great golf teacher. I know he's a great golf professional and a really good dude, but he's not a weatherman. You can't have 74 degrees a day at Katechee, 68 tomorrow, 74 on Thursday, and talk about $42.50 for a winter special. I know it's still winter. Take advantage of this. Friends, the groundhog was kind to us. That means get out, play, enjoy the time. My wife knows I do this all the time. Whenever the weather's good, man, I just get in better moods and get out there and get some exercise. Take advantage of this. You're going to play one of the most beautiful golf courses you'll play at just $42.50 right now. That's an unbelievable wintertime deal with 74 degrees here this week. 60s all next week as well. Katechee's in Hartwell, Georgia. Short drive, and it's worth your drive over. Every time, I love when you guys keep sending me the text and the emails and all this. It's Katechee, CATEECHEE.com. You look like you got a little sore throat today, like you got maybe a little flu coming on. You don't need to go in the office today or tomorrow, Thursday. Don't be selfish and take that sickness to work. Call in sick, get out there, play some good golf. You're going to enjoy it. We'll take a break, come back. John and Pendleton, hang on, coming straight to you right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
For over two decades, Lion-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Lion-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it. Lion-X it. Stop by Lion-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Very in good standing at my home right now. One of the reasons is Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Yet I have already ordered my wife, and she's already received now her 24 roses, and we got those from Pro Flowers. The Pro Flowers, they make it easy to order. It's a perfect bouquet at the perfect price, and they have the 7-day freshness guarantee. These are freshly cut, carefully packaged. Express delivery means the flowers arrive in perfect condition. I don't see how they do this, how they time it out right. The logistics just seem to work out right, but they've been doing it for so long that it does work out right. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Gentlemen, today is the 5th. Right around the corner. Don't forget, do it now. If you hurry, you can get a dozen red roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99, plus shipping and handling. How do you do it? You go to proflowers.com today, click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, and enter the promo code Mickey to choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Mickey and order those today. 654 Roar. John in Pendleton Health through the break. John, I appreciate your patience. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are y'all this morning?
Very good. Thank you.
Fantastic. I just wanted to, I'm getting kind of tired of the goat thing myself too, but I'm getting tired of a few other things.
Let's hear them.
Let me see if I get this right. Pot. This is Kettle, and who is that guy, Larry Williams, or L-Dub?
L-Dub. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's what you do, isn't it?
Well, every once in a while, Larry Williams is longer than L-Dub.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah. Now, the whole goat thing gets on my nerves, but I understand. It's all those millennials.
It is. It's Zach
Wolf's
world.
And we just have to understand them.
Yeah, it's Zach Wolf's world, and we're just living. I got one for you here, though, John. Can we change it to this? Would you do this one? How about Bohe, best of his or her era? Better go.
Be careful with that now.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, be careful. Be careful because you're identifying someone.
Oh, that's right.
Careful.
That's right. We're using a pronoun. Yeah, and we got to be careful with pronouns, man. I'm so sorry. Yeah, best of its era. John, I appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah. Thanks an awful lot.
Have a good night.
All right, buddy. Bye. Yeah, we can't use pronouns. We're actually
be crazy. Bohe?
What about just my name in the morning?
Mr. 24, Jack Lake Tonto?
Zach?
Mr. 24. Bohe. See, mine doesn't work. Imply. You can't do this one. Robert Easy says POTUS. Coach Tiger says POTUS.
You go by a nickname.
I do. POTUS is harder to say than president.
President of the United States?
Yeah, but we're not talking about the president of IBM or the president of American Airlines. We're talking about just
I'm watching the president. The West Wing for the first time.
Yeah, any good?
Very good.
That's, what's that, about 10 years old?
1999 was the first season.
Really?
That came out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Steve is up next, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey and Zach. Hey, you can name your next puppy Natty. Just spell it with two T's. The reason is it was first used as an abbreviation for Nathaniel, as in Nathaniel Bumpo in the Leatherstocking Tales, La Longue Carabine, The Last of the Mohicans, those things. So you can use it for a two-edged sword if somebody's going to rag you about naming your dog for the national championship, call him Natty, and say, I'm not going to call my dog Nathaniel, so it's a shortened form of it. So anyway, that might work for you.
I like it, Steve. Nathaniel is his name. Okay. Yeah, I got it. All right.
The only thing about it, Mickey, is get a real dog. Don't get an ankle biter. Get a real dog.
He's already got an ankle biter.
All right, bye. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
If your dog is less than 50 pounds, you have a cat.
I'm going to give you a choice then on the Natty stuff.
National championship, go ahead.
Or ship.
Oh, that's even worse.
We'll go to the ship.
That's even worse.
National championship. Ship. No?
No, I'm just good with national championship.
Bowie, best of your era.
That's a horrible one.
Mickey can go to with Tupla. Yeah. Texas said, any middle name yet? Nope, no middle name yet. I don't know why. I just can't come up with it yet. I think I'm going to look at the little fella and go, you know what? You look like A, and that's going to be the middle name. Of course, it's the first name. He's going to look like a Drake.
What if he doesn't look like a Drake?
But I think they all like, it's been determined. He's Drake.
He ain't Drake. That ain't him.
Alan says, can't stand Frosh for freshman. I get that because it doesn't sound anything like Frosh. No one's going, he's a Froshman. J-Dub texts in, Natty needs to be banned right alongside with the Woohoo.
Josh Williams?
Yeah, J-Dub.
Josh Williams?
Yeah, J-Dub.
Josh Williams.
My other Josh, this is a good one right here.
Yep.
Good friend Josh says, stick your foot in the ground, pin your ears back, and high point the football. I agree with that. I've never pinned my ears back in any situation ever. Have you ever pinned your ears back?
No. No, I have not.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what that means. Do we do that with animals or something? Well, I don't know where that one comes from.
Yes.
Stick your foot in the ground. That means cut. I got it. But isn't cut easier to say than stick your foot in the ground? High point the football. Go get the ball, man. Yeah, I'm with you on all of those. Upper management says all of a sudden we shorten pass interference to PI. Or we go offensive PI or defensive PI. PI. I'm with you through some of it. Some of it's better short and some of it's not, but I agree with upper management on that one. Through it all, I still think GOAT's the one that gets me the worst.
I'm pretty sure pin your ears back is the dog thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the dogs, whenever... Is that...
You can tell their mood. I think that's what it is.
They pin their ears back.
When it's angry. Yeah.
Middle name? Is that you're laughing at? Middle name?
Yeah.
Not happening.
Why?
This is not happening.
Well, why?
Because I have 3 or 4 minutes here. Can I get to a sports take?
Yeah. Hot takes, of course.
Zach Orr. Zach. From now on, use it like that. We'll do that.
No, man, you do whatever you want to.
Pitchers and catchers reporting in about 2 weeks.
Mm.
We talked a little bit about
I don't want to sign two bad guys and two guys that are too big risk.
I got one more before we move on from this.
What's
completely.
That? What's it?
It's good if it goes.
Sure, it's a good if it goes. No, you're talking about getting in before the...
I can't stand that call. It's good if it goes. Missed it by 10 feet.
My old business partner, Bill King, would say he can't stand next level. Oh, he's going to be a great player. He's going to be a great player at the next level. Like, okay. Well, the next level could be being a car salesman, or next level could be NFL. Or the next level. We do it, though.
Sports day. Go ahead.
Does it seem weird to you that we are 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting, and that Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, we don't really know if we're down to one or two or three or eight. I saw an article today that says there's eight teams in the running for Bryce Harper right now. Does it seem weird to you that I don't think there's collusion involved in this? I don't think that there's – oh, you think there's collusion?
Oh, yeah. This is the owner saying we're not going to spend emotionally anymore.
I disagree.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, someone would have spent emotionally already and bought him or told both of them for $500 million.
See, I just don't think they're worth $500 million. I think the owner's saying they're not worth $500 million. Does it seem weird? I mean, looking at the – I don't want to look big picture in a second. I mean, but you know, small picture. When you got to talk to the Padres, you got to talk to the White Sox, you got to talk to teams that they're not going to win anything at all. I mean, why even leave the Orioles if you're going to go to the Padres or the White Sox? You're not going to win anything. I get it. But – In the big picture of it all, just the fact that the two biggest free agents really haven't come close. We don't even know who they're going to sign with right now. I think Philadelphia might get one of them, maybe.
Philly's been linked to Harper a lot, maybe even Machado. San Diego seems to be a front runner for one of them.
Isn't that weird, though, that San Diego, normally it's Boston and the Yankees and the Cubs now a little bit, maybe, or maybe some teams are going to start to feel a little bit of spend a little money here. It just seems weird that I think it comes down to the risk involved. I told you Bryce Harper, two of the last 3 years, has hit 243 or less. Machado in the playoffs says, hustle, that's not really my game. I don't really hustle. That's not really my style.
Yeah.
So I'm going to invest a couple $100 million in that. I think a lot of it is that, yeah, there's attitude issues there. But I think before, just from branding. And the other thing is, tell me right now, who were the – I know they had some superstars, but you can win a world championship. Boston last year is a great example of winning a world championship. And they didn't really have all these marquee players. I mean, Mookie Betts was he's a great player, yeah. But you see what I'm saying?
It's the guy is what you're saying. So yeah. Let me ask you this. Aaron Judge is a free agent after this season.
I mean, you're still signing.
Do you pay him that crazy money? Is he the player that's worth that crazy money? That we've been flowing out these $300 million salaries?
No, you don't pay him $300 million, no. Not $300 million.
So you're the Yankees. You say, all right, we're good. Go ahead and walk.
Well, it depends on age, too.
Yeah, he'll be 28 in his first free agent year.
How many years are you talking?
You're probably going 6 to 7.
You got to have an opt-out after like 3.
After 3?
Yeah, or else.
Age 30?
Else you get into the Albert Pujols where you just get nothing in the last 3 years or something.
Sure.
So
7-year deal at 28 to play right field?
Have we seen guys that just...
To play right field? Not playing an infield position. You play right field.
Have we seen guys that just have fallen off the...
100%.
So I don't... I mean, 7 years... I know. I don't go 7 years on anybody anymore. My point about the Red Sox, yeah, Betts had an unbelievable year. I get it. JD Martinez is a really, really, really good player, an all-star kind of player. I get it.
You pay Mookie Betts that money.
But
you don't even blink about doing it.
The Bettendini kid, whatever the kid's name is, he's not a superstar. He's a big part of it. Bogarts.
You pay Betts. You pay Mike Trout that money in the league. You pay Mike Trout, right?
Yeah. You pay Trout. But Trout's not a risk.
No.
All these other guys are somewhat of a risk.
He's been hurt.
A little bit.
I don't think Judge is a risk. Judge, the only reason he didn't have a good year is because he was hurt.
Yeah, but on the other side of it is, you know, what if Judge all of a sudden just can't hit curveballs? And he sees no more fastballs from there on.
It hasn't been a problem so far.
We'll see. It's just 2 years in, man. Let's just slow our roll a little bit. I'm not going to invest 7 years in anybody. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball, right?
All around, yeah.
Not invested 7 years in Mike Trout.
You pay him 7 years in a heartbeat.
No, because then what? So how many good years you get out of 7? 4?
No. Why? Why would you not be able to get six or seven?
I don't know. I'm not sure of that. I don't like that at all.
So the guy's 33, and you're telling him he's done. You can hang it up. He's not going to have a good year in age 33 season.
We've seen it before.
We've also seen guys that win MVPs.
Give me the opt out years after like 3 or 4 years. Well, we can opt out. You can opt out. I'd go with that. I'm just not going for 7 years on anybody anymore.
We're not looking at these 10-year contracts. That's what messed with the, you know, the Yankees, for example, forever, was those 8 and 10-year contracts with Teixeira and CeCe and A-Rod
so
that just came off the books.
Teixeira was not a risk. The catcher, McCann, Brian McCann was not a risk.
Brian McCann was a risk, but he wasn't signing a 7-year contract.
Well, these guys, I mean, those guys had great careers before, and all of a sudden they go to nothing, and you're stuck with Ellsbury wasn't a risk.
Mark Teixeira won multiple gold gloves, was a multiple all-star.
Yeah, but he stuck
and
the last
won
few
a
years.
World Series as a New York Yankee.
One. You paid, when you got Mark Teixeira, you think you win more than one World Series.
I'm just saying.
Jacoby Ellsbury is a great example of it.
Jacoby Ellsbury was a bad contract. He's a bad contract.
Right, because we all thought, but look at him, he's a great defensive player. He can run. He's young. He's been junk.
He was a risk.
They paid him not to play a single inning last year. Didn't play in any.
He was a risk.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But there's other players out there that are not, and that you can do those contracts for. And this is your argument that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado aren't those guys. They're the risk.
Right. I'm not paying seven for anybody. When we come back, South Carolina's got a big signing day tomorrow. We'll see what Tony Morrell says. Who